We are joined by Mr. Larry Clark on the phone.
Yeah, good morning, Dave and Eddie.
Good morning,
Larry. Great to have you. It's a shame we weren't having you live here in the studio, but I understand you had some adventure.
Yes, unfortunately, I'm back in Lakeside, Arizona, where the Seawolf will probably return tomorrow on a trailer from New Mexico. We had a mechanical problem around Angel Fire, New Mexico, on our way to Oshkosh.
Yeah, we heard something, a technical difficulty with an engine. You guys seem to be having a lot of problems with engines lately.
Yes, we previously had an engine problem, but got that solved, and things were going pretty good until we had a transmission problem. So that's why it's coming back on a trailer. But we're really looking forward to Oshkosh. This is a Navy, Vietnam veteran Navy gunship, and it was complete with all fake guns and rockets and everything.
Oh, man, what fun is that if they're fake?
Well, unfortunately, most police departments would like to get their hands on a real one, but they don't let us have the real ones.
You know, some police departments just don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
That's a shame. So you guys got to go and throw another transmission in this thing, and then you're going to get her back in the air again.
Yeah, we'll still be flying it. It served with the Navy Seawolves in Vietnam, and the Seawolves are anxious to see it at some of the local air shows out here on the West Coast. And they have a convention in Charleston, South Carolina in November, so it may even make the trip out to the East Coast.
Well, this helicopter's had a pretty interesting career. What I downloaded off of your website, it said it was shot down once after serving with the 1st CAV. But if I'm not mistaken, it was shot down several times.
That's right, yeah. And when we say shot down, I would say it was damaged by ground fire. It wasn't always an incident where it crash-landed. The one with the 1st CAV was such an event, and it had to be rebuilt. And after it was rebuilt, the Army loaned it to the Navy. And in fact, the Army loaned about a total of about 116 over a five-year period B-model helicopters to the Navy for use as the Seawolves. And the Seawolves had, it was damaged several times, but repaired locally. It didn't have to go in for a major rebuild.
Now, what was the mission of the helicopter with the Seawolves? It looks like it was river patrol support. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, the Seawolves were a unit that was based down in the southern part of Vietnam along the river, and they operated off of various small boats, LSTs and so forth, patrolling the river. Lots of night flying, lots of bad weather flying. It was a very difficult mission.
And how many actual machines did they have? How many helicopters?
Well, and over a five-year period, they went through about 116 B models, and then about 20 other aircraft of different Huey types, mostly for support-type helicopters. But the gunships were the bread and butter of their unit. For example, the first year that they were in operation, they had fired 155,000 rockets and 13 million rounds of 7.62 in ammo through those machine guns, and about 800,000 rounds of 50 cal through the 50 cal. About half of the aircraft had 50 cals in the door, and about half had mini guns in the door.
Wow, it sounds like they were kind of busy.
Yeah, they sure were, and they are still the most highly decorated squadron in the U.S. Navy history. They lost 44 men during that 5 years, but they had over like 16,000 air medals and 219 distinguished flying crosses and 101 bronze stars, just 156 purple hearts, just a few of the medals that they earned, and were given 6 presidential unit citations during that 5-year period.
Gutsy bunch of guys, no doubt about that. So how did you guys wind up with this helicopter?
Well, I work with a company here in Arizona, Overseas Aircraft Support, and we rebuild Huey helicopters for commercial use and foreign military use, and we have customers all over the world. And several years ago, they bought a block of 13 B models from the surplus yard in Tucson. And interestingly enough, they paid $611.57 for each one of those helicopters.
Well, they must have been hulks. I mean, they probably were no complete machines at all.
No, you're right. And it was parts and pieces. There was no engines, no rotor blades and lots of the parts missing, but it was a basic helicopter. And
so basically you bought a helicopter kit.
That's true.
Yeah, some assembly
required. And the aircraft
sat
outside here until about 2007 when we went through those, and I was going through the records, and I noticed that we had three Seawolf helicopters that had served in the Seawolves. So one of those was brought over to the sheet metal shop, and we started work on it, and almost every employee here has a hand in that aircraft at some point in time. And rebuilding it and getting it up to where we could fly it just about a month ago. We made the first flight since 1972. We hovered it and got it in the air and get it operating again.
So this one, I mean, you're rebuilding these to sell to other customers, but this one turned into the labor of love in the back of the hangar kind of deal.
That's true, and we did that with one about 4 or 5 years ago, another B model that was a dust off or a medevac helicopter, and we flew that one across the country to Washington, D.C. for Memorial Day and back, stopping at veterans' memorials and hospitals and things, and giving lots of Vietnam veterans a ride in the Huey. And as anybody knows, the Huey has a very distinctive sound to the rotor blades, and many of the veterans, when we'd land in a memorial park in Nashville or in Knoxville, they'd hear that sound and it would bring tears to their eyes.
Yeah, or bad memories, unfortunately. As kids, where we were obviously a little too young to be in the war, but we remember seeing those things fly over. And you see Hueys all the time, but they're not that single engine. They're not that B model.
That's right, and there was about 15,000 Hueys that served in Vietnam. There was about 2,500 were lost.
Wow.
There was a total of about 17,000 helicopters over there, but 15,000 were Hueys. So
well, it sounds like the Seawolves ran through more than their fair share.
Yes, they did, and when they gave this aircraft back to the Army in 1972, February 72, toward the end of the conflict, and the Army considered them pretty well worn out and not very well maintained by the Navy, so they immediately went to the boneyards.
Well, now, the other interesting incident in this particular helicopter's history, it was damaged while aboard ship?
Yes, there was a recoilless rifle attack one night aboard a ship, and two helicopters were damaged very badly, and there was some people wounded. And this helicopter, 324, its MODEX number was Seawolf 324, it was not as severely damaged as the other one, so they put the wounded people, the members that they had in this helicopter, and flew them to a hospital.
Now, let's change gears just a little bit. I understand that the record number of passengers aboard or people aboard one of those Huey B models was 22 people, and it actually flew?
That's what I've heard, and I've heard that story, and I've also heard that in an H model, which is a little bit bigger cabin and a bigger engine, there was as many as 40 in one of those at one time.
Wow.
That's incredible. Heck, I didn't want to be the pilot on that one.
They may have exceeded the red lines a little bit.
Yeah,
just a little.
Just a little. Okay, if we only got a minute, but if you wanted to find out more about the Seawolf 324, where do we go?
Well, there's a blog that's seawolf324.blogspot.com. And, of course, there is a Seawolf organization that has a website, and you can go there. And that is, if I find it here, www.seawolf.us.
Very good.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Larry Clark of the Seawolf 324 Project, thank you for joining us. Hope you get that transmission fixed because I want to ride.
And we hope to be there next year in person.
Well, you better be because I want to ride.
Okay. Thank you, Dave and Eddie.
Thanks, right. Larry.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.